Hey, ladies, this is Will I
and Juice,
and we're here to tell you how to get the ring.
How to get the ring.
Ladies, we bring you another one.
Another one.
Of how to get the ring.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Ladies, you got it. This is going to be a good one right here. What's the name of this one, Juice?
Oh, man. First of all, you got to let them know what episode this is.
It's Jordan. And ladies, what number did Jordan wear?
It's the Jordan, yeah. Of course they know.
It's Jordan.
That's the only way they know. Jordan and Kobe.
Episode 23. What's the name of this one, Juice?
Hair, nails, and relationships.
Ah. Mm. We got a guest star in the building today.
Oh, do we now?
Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
We got another one. A guest star in the building. She's going to be joining us. But right now, I want you to listen to her song, Let It Be Me. Welcome right back. Ladies, if you don't know who that is, I'm going to let her say it.
Oh, it's my turn now? Okay. Good evening, everybody. So this is Ikea Damone, singer-songwriter.
You hear the last name, Juice?
Damone.
Smooth, right?
You know, they used to call me Vic Damone back in the day. College, they called me Vic Damone.
Why'd they call you that?
Oh, I don't think you want me to get into that. Just know I do that.
All right, look, we'd like to thank her for being on the show today.
Welcome. Yes.
All right, ladies, let's jump right into it, all right?
Mm-hmm, might as well.
Juice, what's the cheers, man?
All right, so cheers to all the women who keep their hair and nails looking good. That is very vital.
Very vital. It's important.
I like it.
Is it that vital?
Yes.
So cheers to you, ladies.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we just met Ikea Damone, mm-hmm. right? We found out through Latrice, who's one of our friends.
Latrice PR.
Yes.
Don't leave
and then
PR.
We also, look, when I found out who it was, I was like, hold up, I heard this song. Like, this song is hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hold up.
No, that's right.
I called Juice. I said, look. Juice, you ain't hear this song? Dog, I think I remember this song. Like, I heard this song before. So we excited to have her on the show, right? We're going to go over some housekeeping rules, right?
Okay, yeah.
Hair, nails, and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Ikea, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, like I said before, I am a singer-songwriter. And I also do a little bit of modeling, you know, here and there.
Okay.
Yeah, something I like doing, you know, sporadically. And, you know, just more about me. I am a naturalista.
Okay. If you okay. Say,
you know?
Okay, I caught that.
Right.
I'll put that in the basket. Naturalista.
We're going to have to add that to the repertoire.
Yeah,
put that on there.
All right, that's what's up. All right, so I see you rocking a nice hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
So how long you been natural? Like, your hair is natural. Like, what made you start it?
I would like to say I've been natural my whole life, but that's a lie. but my problem was, you know, growing up, I had like a lot of hair, and my mom, we used to get it done. I grew up in New York, so going to the Dominicans, if y'all know, you know, the blowouts, that's a tradition of
We know about the Dominicans.
You know, any New York child, woman, that's your coming into being a woman. You going to the Dominicans, that means you made it, you know? So I used to get my hair done, and I would step outside, and literally, like, the humidity would just frizz my hair up, and it's like I spent all that time with my scalp being on fire in the dryer for no reason. So I used to get relaxers just to keep my hair straight. So I stopped doing that around like my freshman year in high school. So ever since then, I've been made sure I've been natural. I even went as far as doing a big chop, chopped all my hair off.
Good Lord.
Oh yeah, you had like an inch of hair. Yeah, you just let it go.
Risk it all.
You know, Andy, I am not my hair. All
right. Me either. Keep mine low.
And I love it. Low. I love that though. I love having my natural hair. It's just,
ladies, like, this is a big topic right now.
Can dig it.
Because when you guys make this decision, right, sometimes it can affect the relationship.
Yeah.
It can, right?
I need to ask permission to know who you with.
Look, ladies, I went on a date one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we outside, you know. She just got her hair done that day.
Oh, man.
But I told her we was going the whole entire week.
The whole week you told her?
The whole week.
Why she get her hair done when y'all
I don't know.
All right, continue.
So we go out.
Let's finish.
We go out. We have a picnic on the beach.
Okay.
Oh.
Look, it's ruined though. It's ruined.
What time of the year is it?
It's like summertime.
Wintertime.
Summertime.
Summertime.
But what type of hairstyle was it?
Yeah, you got to explain.
I mean, it's natural though.
Oh.
So that shouldn't be a problem then.
Nah.
It started to frizz up. And look.
Okay.
Guess who got the blame? Guess who got the blame?
Oh, you know who got the blame?
Me.
You took the blame. Mm-hmm. You the manager on this.
She said, let me put my scarf on. Scarf on.
You know where we at?
We out in public.
Hey, man, that's why you got to keep a see-through bonnet in the purse.
Yeah. But look, shout out to her, though. So, look. All right, you made the transition.
Mm-hmm.
What tips can you give the ladies about staying natural, some natural remedies? How can they do it? If they want to just do it, how can they do it?
I feel like, you know, you being natural, it is a responsibility as a woman.
Is it a man's responsibility too? Can he get blamed for it?
Okay,
it's fair game.
Well, it's fair game.
Yeah, I feel like you as a man, you're responsible to let her know what the occasion is and what, you know.
He said so he told her in a week in advance.
Week in advance.
Now,
week
in advance. She week played on that. She was trying to be too cute. She should have known better. I can't even blame you for that. She should have known better. She could have did a little twist out, kept it natural.
There you go.
And moisturized.
Okay.
You know,
what'd you moisturize with, though?
You and the sun, you know. I'm more like a shea butter and coconut oil type
and that
of
works.
Woman. Yeah, like, that works. For
ladies, shea butter and coconut oil.
I'm just going to buy a jar of coconut. Just from have Aldi's. It sit. From where?
From Aldi's.
From Aldi's. I got to get it from Aldi's?
$5.
I'm going to have it just sitting on the counter.
Sit it. Just go ahead and put it. Wow.
But as soon as it comes in, hey, go ahead and get you a handful.
Go ahead and get some.
Go ahead and get you some.
She fresh out the shower.
Rub the scalp down.
Get some of that coconut oil over there.
Keep a moisturizer too and a curl cream.
Oh,
but are you talking about the resistant curl? Because we know our stuff.
Yeah, take it easy.
Okay. You talking about the resistant heat?
Well, you can if you're thinking about applying heat to it. Or,
ladies,
you know,
if you get the resistant heat, you can't have the poly in there. It's just one chemical.
Oh, okay.
You can't have in it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in there, it's going to burn your hair. Oh, you're going to have heat damage.
Don't do it. Make sure you read the label now.
Read the label.
Read the label.
Read the labels.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so. Ladies, this is an important topic, hair and nails.
Oh, yes.
All right, Juice, like, if you had to give it, like, what does this resemble? Hair and nails, what does it resemble to a woman, to you? Like, how important is
it? Oh, that's everything. Because that's it. That's your upkeeping.
Okay.
The first thing they look at us is our feet. They look at our footwork. So if your footwork ain't proper, you ain't proper.
Well, they look at your nails.
If they look at your nails, too. You got a bunch of dirt under your nails. They might not want you.
You work hard, though, right?
What?
That may not matter.
What women are y'all dealing with?
I what you looking at?
I don't
for?
Understand.
What you look at?
What you mean? What y'all, you better have some rough hands. I need to be a man, a hardworking man.
I know that's right.
I didn't know you can change my tire. I didn't know.
And the feet gotta be rough too, because that means he had a rough life. Look, I put 300 miles on these feet a year.
300.
That's 300. It. I know, right?
That's not, I'm look. Not, I'm not that, you know, I'm not that big on, you know, the man's feet having to be nice.
Until you
I
get
mean,
scratched. Until she gets scratched one day.
No, no, I'm going to clip his toenails. If I have a problem with it, I'm going to clip his toenails. That's what I'm going to do. Ooh. That's me. And if he's working that like much hard, I might massage his feet.
Oh, I like her style.
Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, your feet nasty.
Just
I
know that
you.
All women are not like you.
She got to define what's working hard, though, because I don't think that was defined.
She might be in that 10% tier. She in the 10% tier. She's a 10%.
The one and only. The one and only. So it's important, huh, Juice?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely important.
What would you say? Would you say it's important?
Is if it like 1 to 10, I would say 10.
10?
Yeah. 10 jeez. For me.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it play that big of a role?
I mean, look, when ladies when ladies stop going in their tracks and started sewing, it changed the game.
So you think about it like this. You flip it on the other side. So mm-hmm. What if your dude didn't get a shape up? He didn't get his hair cut often.
Like, this stuff is important. You know, you don't think so?
Footwork ain't proper.
Okay. It depends, because I sometimes I do like them looking a little rough and scruffy.
A little rough, but not every day.
Not every day. It's just certain events, you know, clean it up. But other than that, I don't really, you know, you don't have to be pretty.
Out there cutting the grass. You ain't
got
to be cute.
Yeah, I need you to be cutting the grass. I don't need you to be outside worrying about your haircut.
Yeah, let me put my visor on, keep the sweat out. Oh,
man,
my
I got grass on my hands. No, I don't want, like, what? No, get them dirty.
Okay.
So, like, that's a psyche thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We took psychology 101, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was in 400 levels.
Using 400 in college?
It was my major.
Oh.
Take it easy. It's okay.
You know what my major was. You know what mine was.
Oh,
right?
I know what yours was.
Oh,
all
right. Yeah. How many people like us graduated?
Not too many. Not of our complexion.
Business marketing.
Oh, okay. I see you.
The business school. I used to come home. Juice ain't never had no homework.
He used to be mad at me. Why you ain't got no homework? I did it already. He used to be mad at me. I got homework.
That's what everybody used to say. Like, you don't know what you're going to do with your major? Switch the site.
Patty.
Hey, look.
You're not going to graduate on time? Switch the site.
Longest we knew. Longest we knew.
Switch the site. You see how they trying to play
everybody's
me in here?
Everybody's
doing it. Oh, man, that's good.
Get up out of this.
So you saying I'm trendy?
I'm just saying, look.
We're going to leave it
so
alone.
So I had this class, right?
Moving right along.
So I had this class, and they explained to a woman, right? The type of dude she likes doing different mood swings, right?
Right.
So when she's, like, able to get pregnant, she like a clean guy.
Okay.
When she's not able to get pregnant, she like him rough.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's an unconscious thing that a woman has inside of her,
mm-hmm.
right? That, you know, goes with her personality trait, goes with who she is. And unconsciously, every human being unconsciously wants to mate. So this is a part of me.
Well, that's what
but moving
that's
right along.
That's why we were put on, you know,
yeah,
to
reproduce.
Yeah.
All right, so look. Mm-hmm. If you had to give it, right, Juice?
Okay.
Right, Aki?
Right.
What's your favorite color nails? Favorite hairstyle? You want me to go first?
I'll go first. I'm ready. Right, it's tip of my tongue.
Let's go.
I ain't going to hold you. Can I do two?
Hey, no
can
rules.
I do two?
No rules.
All right, cool. top would be French braids.
You like the French braids?
I do. It depends on... It depends, though. She
gonna have the scalp shining?
Scalp gonna be shining because it's new. This is a fresh do.
Oh, all right, cool.
It's new, a fresh do. And
how many weeks can you
faux locks? I love faux locks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You don't like the real locks?
I do love real locks. I love real locks more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real locks would be my number one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What color? Nails.
What color nails?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Man, I don't even have a specific color. Just mix it up. Blendini for me.
Hey, this is Will I speaking. Blend do not up. Blendini for me.
Blend it up, baby.
I want
thing.
Pacific color.
What you want? What you want?
I want nude.
You want nude?
A little pink in there. A
little pink.
So you can mix blendini? It up with those
colors. That's not. He not Blendini. I'm Blendini. Nah. Girl,
he's Blendini.
Go get lime green today. You next week.
I mean,
get
I'll roll with the lime green.
You can week after
lime
that, green. Get gold. You can mix the nails up too. Mix and match.
Your main color gotta be pink and nude. That's just what it gotta be.
What if she doesn't look good with the pink?
We'll look at the color eyes. We'll make a judgment.
They'll assess it together.
The thing about nude is there's so many colors for nude.
Okay.
We could get it done.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
It's at least what?
Get it done.
Is it 8 to 10 shades of nude?
I don't know. You got me on that one, Juice. All right, look. For the hairstyle, I'm going with the locks.
You going with the locks.
And then I'm going with a short haircut. I don't even care how you do it. Just do it.
Okay.
Just do it.
Short hair could look cute on some people.
Real.
Short hair isn't for everybody.
It's for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sometimes it don't fit their face.
Yeah. And you guess gotta what? Think about the
man, face. Her won't be talking. Because it don't fit her face.
There you go.
Nice to meet you. Hey, all right, so what's your favorite hairstyles? Your favorite color?
I'm actually amazed right now with how much you guys know.
Oh, that's why we had to start the podcast.
I really am amazed with this. Because I, especially seeing it from a male perspective, because I grew up a tomboy. I was a little boy. So me thinking about getting my nails done was out the window. Like, and I've always been an athlete. So that's something that I couldn't do, period. Like, my coach, if I say, oh, I broke my nails, like, what's that? Keep going. Right. I run track. Well, back in the day, I played flag football. I did soccer. I did lacrosse.
Oh, you got an athlete on our
hands. Yeah.
We got athletes.
So, like, me getting my nails done, that was, breed athletes.
That's good.
Yeah, that's exactly. Good. I'm
find gonna... you someone athletic.
That's for sure. If he come in with the flat feet and he can't even walk, you need to switch it up.
Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
So, me getting my nails done, this is something that's kind of new, because you know, paying attention to detail, me being out, you know, when I sing, when I perform, you know, and when I'm at events. So this is new to me. But mm-hmm. I like nudes. I don't like nothing too crazy because I have to fit, of course, my skin complexion.
Okay. Right.
And, well, you know, the shape of my nail beds, all that piece. So I like nudes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could do a bright red too. She could do a, you think a bright red?
No.
I think it'll look fine on just because of her complexion.
Yeah.
But you got to
think it'll go well.
Only bright red, I'm going to have is some lipstick. That's about it.
That ain't her color. She don't like it.
A little you ruby know? Woo-woo.
She don't like it. You got to like stick it.
A little ruby woo-woo.
Oh,
a little ruby woo-woo.
Oh, I spilled it myself.
No worries.
Yeah, so how do y'all know about ruby woo? Oh, my goodness.
Just know we do that.
Dang. I grew up on a ruby woo.
Oh, me too. No, that's not, don't you worry.
That's when I beat Damone come in.
We grew up on.
And favorite hair, I'll just say my natural curly hairstyle.
Natural curly?
Yeah, okay. Natural curly.
Okay. I like the curly too.
Yeah.
Like curly. All right, so I explained I was on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Things got a little hectic.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Who won the argument?
Huh?
All right, moving right along.
So, like, in a situation like this,
mm-hmm.
what does the guy do? Does he try to be sensitive towards it, ruin the date, or he try to move on?
Honestly, I don't think there's anything that you can do. In my personal
just
opinion.
Just throwing the hat, right?
As a man, there's certain things that you just got to just sweep under the rug. Because you're going to take the heat for it.
Fellas.
Yeah. As a man.
Why should you say, do not say the wrong thing.
Exactly.
And y'all, and if you don't know what the wrong thing is, just say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
Just don't say nothing.
Just sit there with the stale face.
Be empathetic. Yeah. That's all you can do.
Just apologize.
Matter of fact, have a hat on you already and just say, here's my hat, boo. There you go. Let's continue.
Oh, man.
So it's nothing.
Now you don't have to worry about the scarf.
Well, she just gave you one.
Yeah.
She said, instead of the scarf, give it a hat.
And that's still fashionable.
He said, nah, I need my hat.
Nah. So wait, now you gotta make sure you good.
His head gonna be brown.
I know. Let's say she got on heels, dress. You gonna just give her a hat?
I mean,
she gonna walk around with a hat on. She gonna
pull it off.
With a hat on?
You wanna put a scarf on?
All right, scarf. Winter time, scarf.
So now you're approving the scarf.
Yeah, I mean, she a natural Lisa. 9 times out of 10, she know how to do a bomb head wrap. So
that's true too.
Now that mean natural Lisa's out here.
But you said your
we
girl
just added that into the repertoire.
Okay,
we just added
natural Lisa.
We don't even know those yet. We gonna research though.
We gonna research.
We gonna get into it.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Stay tuned.
Indeed. All right. So what if her nails messed up? Is that gonna ruin the date?
Does that ruin a date?
Like, it doesn't ruin a date for me.
Nah,
I'll notice it.
See, nails is a little different. Like, she's not going to get that mad about
it. It won't
nails.
Bother me. Like, I won't tell you, like, ew, I won't talk to you no more because your nails are chipped. Like, nah, I ain't that petty. Or one of your nails broke. You got 4.5 on one hand. Like, I'm not going to be petty.
4.5.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I might point it out, like, hey, your nail all right?
Jeez.
I ain't point it out but as a joke.
Right.
But it's not
that
serious.
But it's not a joke. Right. I got
it. Nah, it's a joke. if I point it out. It's not that serious. Whereas though, it'll ruin the date for me.
It shouldn't.
It wouldn't ruin the night or
that's
evening.
That's paying too much attention to detail. I know we as women, we like that we pay attention to detail, but when we pay too much attention, it's like, all right. Yeah.
All right, I'm not too petty.
Ladies, rock your broken nail. Do not feel insecure.
Rock it.
Matter of fact, eat your food with the nail. Put the nail, just stick the nail out there.
We talking about this
one. The lonely one.
This one.
The lonely one.
The lonely.
Are you ready for the next one? All right, we got the relationship advice of the week. Dun dun dun. Doot doot.
All right. So Sasha just got out of a relationship almost 2 months ago. Towards the end of her previous relationship, she started talking to another guy approximately 4.5 months ago. Well, you want me to talk about the other one? I got another one for you.
All right, get it on.
I got another one for you. Oh, okay.
The other one. About Angela.
Oh, yeah. Angie.
Should y'all be saying names? Is this crazy? Nah, are y'all going to be messing up people's...
No.
Because there's plenty of Angelas out there.
There's plenty of Angelas. Who knows? Yeah.
We don't know all Angela, but we know some.
But the story getting a little too specific. You don't know if Angela and Bob, listen to this. And
Angie
Bob
will be
is like,
okay.
Is that my Angie? This is what we're going
through. Is
that
my Angie?
So Angela has a boyfriend. She has been with for a year now. Everything is going fine. The only problem is he just cut his locks off. She doesn't know if she is still
Angela,
attracted to him as
being
much.
Stop petty.
What should she do?
She petty.
So she's not attracting him no more because he cut his dreads off.
Dang.
That's Betty.
She's one of those.
Angela, that means you ain't like him in the first place.
Yeah, I would agree.
Angela, you could not. Mm-hmm. I mean, am I wrong?
No, I can agree. Because at the end of the day, even though you just kind of said this earlier.
Yes,
you kind of said if you know you cut the hair, look a little bush, you gonna keep it moving.
Oh,
you said the long hair.
Nah,
like,
that wasn't me. You said that, remember?
Oh, I ain't say that.
Nah,
you
I
said that.
Something like that. Now, will I?
Of course, not, will I?
Right.
Wonder who could have been.
I know.
I can't say it.
All I'm hearing is pots and kettles. Pots and kettles, man.
But nah, in all honesty. In all honesty,
what BJ said?
Hypocrite. Spelled it out for you.
Oh, man. Oh, all right, I did say it. And what?
We know. Man, but I will agree to what you just said, though. I mean, if he cut his hair and you just ready to, like, up and end the relationship, feel as though you never really liked him from the beginning. Like, you just liked something about him. Like, you liked his hair. So after his hair is gone, then what? So what if he can't walk no more? Seriously, what if he in a wheelchair?
Ladies,
what if something happened to him? Like, you know, what if he loses a hand?
I'm hearing music Soul Child don't change. And is that what you took that from the video? Because you were in a wheelchair? Is that what came to your head?
What if he lose a hand? What if he lose a knuckle?
It's just his hair, right?
A whole knuckle. What if he loses it?
I think maybe she was trying to, find something.
A whole knuckle.
That's so random.
She's going to be looking at his hair. When he
I'm saying, what if his big toe came off? Like, it just something chopped it off. Would you end the relationship because of that? Like, is that it? That's what the relationship was built off, his locks. Got to be more to it than that, I would think.
You right.
You know.
What you think?
I agree. It gotta, like, if you're gonna be in a relationship, it gotta be more than just the hair aspect of it, because it's like we in this body temporarily. Like, you know, you hit your peak at a certain age, you're not gonna look like that for the rest of your life.
Oh, all right. So what's the age of the peak?
It depends. It really do depend, because
what's yours?
You know, I hit my grown woman status at like 35, and I'll just continue. You know, to maintain. And then I hit my grown woman at 50. And I look like I'm 30, like Angela Bassett. All
right.
Yeah, I plan it
so
out.
So we have labels
already.
For those. 35
is
considered cougar.
That's not.
Cougarish.
That's still milk.
Late 40s, early 50s is the panther stage.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'll
you get
be
to
a
panther
king,
stage.
Right, yep.
You got to watch
you
out.
You get to that panther stage,
yeah,
it's
that's,
over.
That's what I plan on doing. So it's like, she thinking about that way, but that's as women, we are so versatile.
Okay.
That, you know, sometimes we do make, you know, impulsive decisions where, like, what if she cuts all her hair off and now, and, like, would you be offended for him saying, you know, you're not as attractive because you don't have hair. You know, you got to think about it that way.
Dude might do that,
though. And dudes do that. Yeah, so, it, like, that happens.
You gonna work with her?
I'm going to work with her. We going to have to go get some wigs.
Wigs.
Get her a Joe Dirt mullet. We going to have to do something. We going to have to get her tight. Get her right. Get her tight.
Look, I seen somebody on Instagram. They had the locks. But, like, they shaved too much on the side of the locks.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
You working with that?
Nah.
It's a cut. Just like you say. No, but you just said the cut. You said you like the cut, and they did the cut.
Nice to meet you.
They went over the top, my chance.
See, now you too picky.
Hey, look.
You way too picky.
Nice to meet you.
You petty. You cut it off, huh?
King Petty. You know what you want. She cut it. Now it's a problem because she cut too much. What is it? What? It's no pleasing you.
Yeah, maybe I'm petty. You think I'm petty?
It's no pleasing you.
I think you're petty.
Well,
I can see it in your eyes, you petty.
It's in his heart. Is that
it's
what you're
in
saying?
His eyes.
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you a story about the Panthers, right?
Okay.
So one time, me and Juice used to work at this bar called Secrets.
Oh man, you old.
We used to be.
You talking about upside down pizza? Okay.
We used to be bouncers. So, these two, you know, Panthers just kept coming at us.
Mm-hmm.
Juice was like, yeah. What you want to do after work? You just want to take him down? I was like, just like, what?
You going to tell a story or you going to make a story?
Nah, we both dodged it. Juice didn't say it. Oh. I didn't say it. We both just dodged that.
Oh, okay.
So you was ready though, Juice?
No.
He just said that you...
All right, if you want me to tell a story, I will tell a story. I will tell a real story.
Are you lying right now?
I said we both dodged the bullet.
We both definitely dodged the bullet.
But you said he asked, like, are we going to do this?
All right, so this is a long, 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 long time ago.
Believe what you want.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell him the story.
Hey, Will, I've been here with you.
I'm going to tell him the story. So look, we're at work. He comes and get me. Will I come and get me? On the beach. He said, hey, guess what I got? I said, what you got? He said, I got two of them. I said, you got two? He said, yeah. He said, yeah, I got them. I said, all right, bet. I walk over with them. They had to be in their 60s. Had to be in the early 60s.
Oh,
and
man.
Then you want to know what?
What?
He gave me the worst one. Mine was probably the oldest.
That means she's more mature.
He had the most youthful looking one.
Ain't that like fine wine though? Okay. So then answer me.
So what is y'all type then? I don't have a type.
Yeah, we started this podcast because we went too far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, moving right along.
Moving right along. All right,
look.
Wait, what was that?
Some things you just can't talk about.
Okay.
All right. Akia, can you tell the listeners your favorite song? Like the one you sing and the one you like listening to?
Mm. Okay.
If you want me...
Oh, you got yours on the top of
you know.
Oh, what's yours then? Okay. Let me think about it.
All right, let me see. Right now, I'm going to go with it. And you're going to be surprised. Everybody in the studio going to be shocked. I got two.
Okay.
Bob Marley.
Mm-hmm.
No Woman, No Cry.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now I got three. Jay-Z. Oh. 444.
No, you gotta pick
Come on.
All right, cool.
Something new.
All right, let me get one more. One more.
You said an album.
Y'all not ready for this
Come
one.
Come on. Come on. We said one.
Nat King Cole. L-O-V-E.
Love. Ooh. All right now.
Romance.
Yeah. You ain't know. Hey, Juice, tell him. I bumped the Nat King Cole.
Oh, do you not?
The coffee jazz.
Nah, he did.
Then you became a...
I'm an old head.
Okay.
What you got, Juice?
I really can't say I have a favorite song.
You was going to say Boosie, man. When I met Juice.
All I listened to was Boosie, Lil Wayne, and Gucci.
I was like.
And Go-Go, of course.
Y'all listen to something else?
Nah. It's all that's in my repertoire.
Boosie and Gucci.
Yeah, that's all I listen to. But nah, honestly, I would say my favorite artist would be Erykah Badu. I would say that's my favorite artist.
I name one of her songs.
I'm not gonna name her. What I need to name a song for? Hey, look. I love all her music.
Got him.
Hey, look. Ladies. You can put me and Juice in any situation. We will get out of it.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Vanessa.
All right, what you got?
Okay. So I'll say, like, my favorite artist, like, song to sing, Amy Winehouse, Valerie.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, but my favorite song to listen to right now is Skip Marley, Calm Down. I feel like it's, like, so timeless.
Calm Down.
Y'all got to hear that.
I never listened to that one.
Okay. Like, when I'm a little frustrated, I hear that, and I was like, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, all he gives you that feeling, like, you know, because he's a Marley, of course. So, yeah, it helps.
Right, what's your favorite song you like to sing?
I thought I said that already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Amy Winehouse.
I was talking about her own favorite song.
Let It Be Me, of course.
It's all about A Kid to Moan today.
Oh, of course. Let It Be Me.
Let It Be Me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right, cool. I can rock with that.
Y'all hear that? Yeah. Matter of fact, you know, everybody listening, go check it out. It's on all major outlets, iTunes, Tidal, Spotify, IKEA Damone, Let It Be Me. Quick promo.
Quick promo. All right, Juice, what's the question of the week?
Question of the week.
Dun-dun-dun. Deep.
How do I get my significant other to be more aggressive and decisive?
Okay.
I can answer that.
Oh, go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
There it is.
Yeah.
Champagne bottle. I'm talking about quick draw.
Hello, how you doing? When I'm in a relationship, I feel like the absolute important thing is communication. You know, so, and I'm very open with what I like, what I want, and, you know, I'm not telling them to do it, but I, you know, you figure as a man, man's job is to please, just like, you know, woman's job is to please in certain occasions, so why not just say it? Boo, I want you to be a little bit more aggressive, you know, I like you take control and and be the man, you know, like, just say it, if that's what you want, speak it.
That makes sense.
Let it happen.
That's important. The last part was important.
Or plant the seed. You know, whisper it just a little bit so that's not loud enough that he hears it, but his conscience hears it. Mm. And then, you know, as that seed grows, he'll think it's his idea.
Uh-huh. Is that how that manifests?
That's how that works.
Okay. I got you.
Mm-hmm. But don't, like, in the moment be like, be aggressive, babe. No, that's not going to happen.
That'll mess the whole mood up. What you mean I got to be aggressive? Been aggressive all day. It's time for me to relax.
He going to get an attitude with his skinny jeans on. Look.
Hey, shit.
I think she might just got just as much game as us.
Shit.
Oh, hey. Nah. Not you, BJ.
Not you, BJ. You good. Your jeans are good.
Deuce, what you think?
I mean, that's a great question.
More aggressive and decisive. You want me to touch on?
You can if you want to. I was gonna ask, but go ahead. You got it.
All right, I'm gonna say this. There's a difference between an alpha male and a beta male. Those things can change. Just like the moon could turn blue.
That's very true. It can change.
What color is the moon? White?
I mean, the moon is white.
Is it really white?
I saw it.
Is it really white?
Uh-huh. All right. Just like perception? The moon could turn pink.
I feel like it's a hint. Okay, that's a go. I was going to get you.
It
does because of stuff.
It reflected,
you know,
from the sky.
The hues. Let me get you.
It's all about your perspective.
The hues be blending.
Sometimes it gets red and then it's a hint of pink, so pick another colors.
Greens.
Okay, there you go.
I ain't turning no green no time soon.
Well, I mean, from my stance, I would agree with Ikea. I would say most definitely just being vocal about what it is that you want in a relationship can help your mate be more aggressive, because let's say, you know, as a man, I like getting my my chest tickled or some random stuff. I don't know. I just figure out something random.
Hey, Juice, you've been thugging it out a long time. I never knew that.
I just made that up, man.
Oh, all right, all
right. I didn't say I did. I'm just
saying. You ain't say you didn't, though.
Have you gotten that done before?
My chest tickled?
Do you know by experience that that's what you don't like?
I've never had it.
Okay. Are you open to it?
To getting my chest tickled? Yes.
Ladies, he's open.
I would say no fingers. No fingers and toes.
Oh, man.
Tickle away.
She got Juice in here confused. She's like, I don't know.
Nah,
I'm not confused. I might think about it.
I know exactly what it is. No fingers and toes.
No.
Tickle away.
You already said it, huh?
Uh-huh. I'm good. But I mean, just, you know, in general, like if you like something, let your mate know. So they can, you know, they can apply it. They can apply more pressure. If they don't know, then they won't do it. You feel me? So, I mean, just getting them in tune and getting y'all in tune as a couple definitely better the relationship.
All right, Juice got to do 50 push-ups before he leaves the studio.
Oh, man.
His phone just went off.
Oh, man.
All right, ladies. Rolling right into the next song.
Mm-hmm.
Our kid, Damone, is going to introduce it for you guys.
Okay, so what you guys are gonna hear next is a song that I'd featured on. It's Mentality by Kenneth Collier, of course, featuring IKEA Damone. And you know, it's called Mentality, and it's, you guys are gonna have to hear it, cause you know it's soul and then a bit of rap, but I feel like everybody can relate to it as a relationship standpoint.
When everything you do is perfect, hide the bazel. I swear the bags under your eyes are probably Chanel. You probably could tell it's obvious. She said, I already told my family, I mean, shit, even my cousin. So you bugging if you think I'ma let you front on this loving. Who you judging? I ain't the mother pigeons. I'm part of the mother bitches and keep buying me Christians, even though I ain't religious. She said she hate me. She tired of love being a war. I said, please, you can't be tired unless you army fatigue. This a league. We wearing jerseys from the same fucking team. How you gonna take yourself out the game on a technical dream? When you wanted to be in a stupid relationship, I told you I wasn't ready. You wanted to drive super fast. It wasn't even going steady. You petty to blame this shit on me. Now you trying shit on me? You just the cash rules everything around me. Cream, gold, digging honey. Cause you be fiend over the money. I mean, I got dreams. The fuck I'm supposed to do? Just make believe while you live out fantasies. Biting apples like Eve. We've been through this before. Like combs on a nappy head. Only time you care about is your own and having bread. The moves you risking to fly jewels is glistening out of stoop pigeon. You looking good, brown skin Egyptian.
It's kinda hard to hear you say this, babe. Must have got lost in translation, babe. We set the world aflame. Felt the fire through our veins and we fell in love with pain. But I think we need to let it burn. With every scar is a lesson learned. Yeah, we never learn a lesson, just continue stressing. But I still can't let you go.
Now she crying, telling me I was never enough. That I faded like a dark seas with the sides cut up. I never intended to fuck up what we had, it was fortune. Not to mention I was 3/4 down, heavy proportions. You was important. You was the one I went on tour with. I mean, fuck the music. I'm talking about how we travel borders. In any order, we order conversations by the daughter. Would you treat her like you treated me? Or would it be more rewarding? A mother's cautions, having to consider the abortions. Boil waters don't get as hot as tempers when we talking. It's awkward, I feel distortion, and I'm running out of precautions. Not a game, but I am trying to whip James Bond Porsches. Girls love to get naked and get likes. But if I'm right, you the type that likes to live about a hype. And I know love is important to you. And I wouldn't change if a nigga with the same name as Kane was able to extort it for you.
It's kinda hard to hear you say this, babe. Must have got lost in translation, babe. We set the world aflame, felt the fire through our veins, and we fell in love with pain. But I think we need to let it burn. With every scar, it's a lesson learned. Yeah, we never learn a lesson, just continue stressing. But I still can't let you go.
Okay, okay, I like that one. Juice, what you think about that one? You like it?
Man, that was a good one, then.
That was a great one.
She wasn't lying. Pertaining to the relationship.
Hey, look.
She wasn't lying.
If me and Juice could sing, we would have started a group. Like,
if who could sing?
You know how to sing?
What?
All this time, you know how to sing?
I used to sing in a choir.
I could have managed you.
Hello.
Are you serious?
Go ahead, give it a try. Hey, we go,
Shoo-be-doo-wop, I wanna love you.
Oh, I actually, hey, you did. Yeah.
I just know I do that.
With a little tune there, a little bit.
So, what is the band gonna be called?
Oh.
Well, KC and JoJo already took him. Pride.
Blend.
Blend.
That sounds like saying blah.
Nah, blend.
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 It's an Ethiopian word.
Like Count Dracula.
Word.
Blend.
Tell her what it means in Ethiopian.
So blend in Ethiopian is when you lose sight of something.
That's beautiful.
You lose track. You lose focus.
And ladies lose focus.
So are you going to show the ladies the way?
Oh, yeah. That's what I plan to do.
All day long.
That's what the show's about.
All night long.
Shed the light. Shed the light.
All night long. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hit it with that doo-doo.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Hit it.
All right, look. So, moving right along. We would not be starting our group.
Mm-mm.
Too bad. Mm-hmm. All right. I kid the moon. Like, what's next for you? Like, tell us your next event, all right? Tell us your social media. It's, I mean, just your best song. Like, what's next?
How can they find you?
Y'all can find me everywhere at IKEA Damone. And you can find my website at IkeaDamone.com. Don't forget the www. And so next, you know, well, I just released my single, Let It Be Me, and the visual. You can find that on YouTube or on my website. We'll give you the link for it.
Well, I'll watch
and,
it.
Oh, definitely, because you'll enjoy that. It's a nice surprise. And so what's next? I will be doing a performing at a festival this month, actually, on the 14th. It's the Deutsch Town Festival, if I'm pronouncing it right. And that's going to be amazing because I'll be accompanied by, you know, a fellow band, Blackstone. And then after that, I will be, it's actually in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I know it's for sure. It's going to be more things that's going to be popping up. And I'll be updating that on my website because, you know, I'm going to rock that. And then somebody who's going to know somebody will know somebody. They're going to be like, I need you. And I'm like this. For the right type of money, you got me. And then I'll be releasing my own project this fall. So look out for that because that's going to be amazing. If you don't got that, then I don't know what you're doing. I'm bringing real music back, okay?
I like that. Let them know. All right, so it's been a beautiful show. All right, that's first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
We got to give props to our kid, Damone, for coming through the studios today.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you.
Yeah. I always say studios because we got two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so final thoughts. Ladies, don't let your hair and your nails get in the way of a real thing.
Please don't. All
right?
Please don't.
You cannot mistake yourself with your hair and your nails. It's all of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, it's important, but don't make it that important. Enjoy yourself out there, all right? We wanted to bring you this episode because it needed to be said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some things out here are changing, right? We are assuming some things are more important than others. Like, and it's part of being, you know, you watch TV, reality TV.
Power's not more they got important the 20, than getting your nails done.
They got the 22 inches.
Sorry.
They got the 22 inches. They playing a lot of money for this hair.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making it more important than who they are. Ladies, mm-hmm. We see you. Spend well on Juice. And I kid the moon. Juice, what's your final thoughts, man?
Man, I would just say, in all honesty, man, just, you know, just your appearance is everything. Keep up with yourself. The same way you want your man to stay on top of his game, you stay on top of your game. You gonna have your toes out, have your toes done. Don't be surprised when you look down at your toes and you like, I think he's looking at him. You got them out.
You know no damn duh. Well he's looking at.
What do you think I'm looking at? They're showing. Be real. So look, ladies, just be honest with yourself, man. Take care of yourself. Take care of your body. Take care of your head. Take care of your nails, man. You know, this is all an interview. So, you know, just understand that.
Okay. I kid them on. What's your final thoughts for the ladies?
I would say, just to wrap up, you know, what all of y'all saying is, you know, winning the race is half the battle. You know, it's about keeping the title.
Okay. I like that.
So,
I like
you know.
That. That's well. That was well said. Okay.
So, you know, I agree with what you say about the upkeep. You know, we tend to get comfortable, but don't just get too comfortable. Like, stay where you've been at, you know, or just be, you know, get better than how you were, you know, yesterday or the day before that. But yeah, don't. It's just too many people out there letting themselves go. I will agree to that. You know, and that's, I think that is important because you would want your significant other to, you know, to keep themselves up. So you gotta give what you expect. So yeah. I'll say that.
Okay. All right, look, ladies, we got a challenge of the week. Juice, what's the challenge? They gotta do it.
All right. So look, challenge of the week. Plan your hair and nail color a month in advance. Try not going off your mood like you normally do. And have it already figured out.
Hey, that's a good challenge.
That's hard.
It's just really one month.
Just plan it out.
If you got it, you got it.
You got
it.
Hey.
Nails are hard because you might be. What if you're a different color at the end of the month? It's the summertime.
You're going off the mood.
No. I'm saying, what if your skin, you know, the sun is out. What if she getting a lot of sun? And that hot pink not looking good.
She ain't getting nothing but a half a shade darker.
If that, a quarter.
She ain't get a whole one, two. I'm sure she's about a half shade darker. She'll lighten up and come around, you know, fall, winter. She'll lighten up.
She'll lighten back up.
Lighten right back up for him. Don't you worry.
Look, if you feel safer doing it in the wintertime, you ain't changing no complexion.
There you go.
You're right.
There you go. That's where you started from.
But
the
just
winter.
Take
that's
one.
Starting
month.
The winter. There you go.
That's fair.
Bang.
All right, look. We got announcements. Citizens, they about to switch up things. Stay tuned for that. All right? Ain't that right, B? And be in the studio smiling. All right, so we got the forum coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
Juice is ready. I'm ready. There's going to be 10 gentlemen on the stage. Lady, they're all yours. Some of them will be married. Some of them will be single.
So how will they be all theirs?
Oh, for questions. Okay. Questions, Q&A. We're going to have a little, you know, outline for them.
Oh, yeah.
Real smooth.
Oh, don't you worry.
Real smooth. Ladies, if you
stay
came...
Stay tuned for the phone.
If you came to Blended Dating Game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? We're going to skip a couple months, and we're coming back with Blended Dating Game, but we're going to hit Blend the Couples Game.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up to you soon next.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Stay tuned for the website. We will switch it up a little bit. Maybe another photo shoot by Will I and Juice.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's been real. Juice, what you tell them?
Don't forget to get the scoop. Will I and Juice. All right, so just to let you know, we do have a new email. It is general@howtogetthering.com. That's general@howtogetthering.com.
Who do you run to? Who do you call when you need help? Where do you go when you need a shoulder to cry on? Let it be me. Let it be me. Let it be me. Let it be me. Who do you run to? Call when you need help. Who do you confide in when your troubles are over your head and you're drowning? Let it be. Run to my heart, you can always get it from me. You hold the key and lock in me, you'll find serenity. Lay down your head, I'll give you rest. I know you're strong, but you weren't meant to be alone. We were made into us for a reason. Who do you run to? Who do you call when you need help? Who do you confide in when your troubles are over your head and you're drowning? Let it be me.
woman was made from the rib of man. I fear this is a concept this generation no longer understands. To be claimed we are conscious yet fill our bodies with foreign objects and wonder why we lost our body's ability to self-view. Just because a puzzle piece fits doesn't mean it was meant to be. If the puzzle is finished yet the picture is distorted, does it still make it complete? Lay down your head. You weren't meant to be alone. We were made in twos for a reason. Who do you run to? Who do you call when you need help? Who do you confide in when your troubles are over your head and you're drowning?